following tonight's tough 77-70 win over the Penn Quakers, the Princeton Tigers can breathe a sigh of relief. We'll have a lot more to say about it in a little while, but first, we're going to listen to Mitch Henderson and a couple of his players, including player of the game, Xavion Lee. Lee led all scorers with 22 points and registered a double-double with 10 rebounds.
Shame, kid.
Thanks.
I'll just say, I'm so thankful to all of our support staff, all of our media people, our communications for, a sellout crowd. I thought it was terrific, really helped us. And, we're really well supported here, and it helps a lot.
Does it indicate how special was that sellout crowd? I mean, last time this place was sold out, you two weren't even born.
It was amazing. I mean, like Coach said, the media, people, everybody behind the scenes did a great job of promoting the game, and the fans showed out, and it really helped us down the stretch. We feed off that energy, and we're really thankful.
Would you just think of the test Penn gave you guys tonight?
Yeah, they're obviously a really good team. With Slatchert back, they're a completely different team than they've been the past couple games. But it's a great team win. They took it to us a little bit there, and we stayed together and made plays when we needed to.
Yeah, I mean, close the last 7 minutes, 40 seconds on an 18-8 run there. I mean, what really made the difference down the stretch?
We just got stops. I think we, put our foot down a little bit on defense, and I think that was the best we guarded the entire game at the end. So I think that's what kind of did it for us.
Yeah, Penn shot 50% in the first half. I mean, what did you talk about at halftime with your defense?
Just sticking to what we know. I thought they played really well in the first half. They made a lot of shots. We knew if we just kept doing what we're doing, eventually we'd lock in and start to get some stops. So just kind of doubling down on our scout and just keep guarding.
Steve, what about your game with double-double? Seemed like you were aggressive in the paint today.
Yeah, I felt great all week, so I didn't really get to work out that much, so my shot kind of felt terrible. So I thought just try and get downhill a little bit, get started, and it doesn't hurt when you kind of make your first couple. So after that, my confidence was just up. So just attacking, finding others. Penn kind of did a good job helping a lot. So, Zach and Blake were open a lot. So obviously it was big when they were hitting shots.
Coach, when Slatchert was announced, was that a surprise to you?
We had prepared for him. So we're ready. They're very different without him and with him. And he didn't look like he missed a step. I mean, he was flying around all over the place. Really tough kid to cover. I thought Mush did a great job on him.
Xavion, Jared Levison with cityofbasketball.com, if you remember us. But, this season for you, another great game tonight, what's kind of going into these string of good performances? I think it's your eighth game with 20-plus points. But this year, what in particular has kind of gotten you to this level that you're playing at?
You said City of Love, like
City Basketball Love.
Like Perk Westtown days?
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember that. I remember reading all those in the English class in the morning, yeah. I don't know. I mean, just my teammates trusting me, coach trusting me. I put in the work and then just in the games trying to play without fear and just, make the right play.
Is there anything that you, still take? I know there was a couple other Perk Yeoman guys you were playing with your last couple of years, but is there anything from those days that you kind of keep going back to this season or just through your Princeton career?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, Perk was the first time I ever started shooting on a gun, and that's kind of stayed with me throughout. And nights here when I get bored, I just come down and shoot by myself on the gun. So I think that's the biggest thing that Perk kind of instilled in me.
For Mitch and for both you guys, after the losses to Cornell and Yale, what was the message? Just trying to refocus and get back to basics, back in the race, knowing you guys still aren't out of it, but still have some work to be done.
Yeah, we were really bad against Cornell. We talked about it. I thought we made huge strides last week. We had a really tough loss at Yale, and then gutted one out at Brown. This was a really tough one. I still think we got some more lessons to learn, but we're figuring out ways to win, and we're not pulling apart, which is a good thing.
Mitch, what do you think made the difference down the stretch there?
We made shots.
Yeah.
We made some shots. We got great shots in the first half, and then I thought we got a little tougher on Spinosa and Slatchert towards the end. We didn't turn the ball over. We had one turnover in the second half.
Speaking of making shots, what about Martini?
Yeah, it's great.
It seems like they really stepped up.
Keep shooting. I kept saying, shoot, keep shooting.
Yeah, Coach, I think last time you attempted this many threes, you attempted 39 against Virginia Tech in 2016. I don't know if you remember that game.
We lost that game. I just remember that.
You won this one. 16 yeah. made threes.
Yeah, it's great. I thought we shot the ball nicely, but they were open. They were open shots, and I thought that's what was a, that's what it was called for. I mean, I think like if it's 25 feet or 2 feet, you know, it's an open shot. It's a good shot.
Is it too early to talk about Yale? Is the focus still
no,
on
Brown? No, yeah, way too early. We got Brown first.
Kate, talk about the way you started. I think you had the first 8 points. I mean, were you feeling it right from the start there?
Yeah, you know, felt good warming up. Obviously, it helps when that first one goes in. But Xavier got me a wide open look on the first play of the game. So when that one went in, I felt good, and my teammates just kept finding me in good spots.
For Xavier and also for you, Kate, getting Brown and Yale again next week after just having them this week. How is that good to have them fresh in your mind, and what did you learn from the first matchups that you can carry with you?
Yeah, I absolutely think it's good to have them fresh in our minds. We know what we have to do to play each team well, and we can look at film from just over a week ago where we were at Yale and at Brown, and that's going to really help us preparing for those teams.
Kind of going back to something I noticed you just said about kind of Xavier setting you up for certain things, but I mean, for you, what's it like playing with Xavier, and for Xavier, what's it like playing with Kaden?
I mean, I said it earlier, he makes my job easy. He finds me in spots where I'm successful, and I hope I do the same for him a little bit.
For sure. I mean, I kind of know what he's going to do when I'm flying off a handoff or cutting backdoor. I feel like we have good energy there. So, just trusting each other, finding each other where we know we're going to succeed, and just letting it rip.
Mitch, with your defense, what were you preaching to the guys just with Spinoso and some of the stuff they were doing down low? I mean, they were finding a lot of openings, and then you guys seemed to finish pretty strong.
Yeah, I mean, I think that we, as much as we work very hard on these things, Slatchard's just very, we don't really have a lot of people like him in our program, and we've been a little banged up with some of our scout team guys, so I think it just took us a little bit of time to get used to the speed with which he was moving. He's so fast. And we, we'd watch video of him. He hasn't played since December. So, I mean, he's a really good player, So I thought it just took us a little time to get our feet into the game, and keep moving our feet. We were falling down and, it was a really hard-fought game. It wasn't like, I mean, you guys, they tested us big time.
Coach Hux, how's Devin's recovery going?
He's doing great, but
he's not going to play this season?
No.
Coach, what about having a 1-2 sophomore punch like this? What do you say about the way they progressed and their impact?
Yeah, what I appreciate most about them is their willingness to get better and to take coaching. It's a hallmark that we've really relied on, and I'm forever grateful when they're willing to listen, and they know they're not perfect, and that's the beauty of it. Like, no one can change what's inside of each of them because they're both really good players, but, I mean, they're letting mistakes go very quickly, which is a really good sign.
Thanks.
Thanks.
Well, that's it from Jadwin, as Mitch Henderson, Caden Pierce, and Xavion Lee talked a little bit about tonight's hard-fought win. And if there is news made in this press conference, it is the sad fact that Devin Austin will not play this season, although his recovery and rehabilitation, according to Mitch, is going very well. Thanks very much for listening. This is George Clark for Ivy Hoops Online.